Please turn to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, and I'm going to read just a few verses, starting from verse 51. Luke 9:51, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. So far. This morning we've had the opportunity and the privilege to discuss men who were disciples of the Lord Jesus. And each of the men that we've talked about and we will talk about, it all began for them with a confrontation with the Lord Jesus. And for each and every one of us who are also disciples, who know the Lord Jesus as Savior, it starts with us, as our brother said, with a confrontation, with a meeting with the Lord Jesus. He comes and finds us first. And this morning and this afternoon, if there's anyone here without the Lord Jesus as Savior who isn't assured of their eternal salvation, now is the time that we're talking to you. Now is the time for us to present the Lord Jesus. Now you are confronted with him. Now there's no more excuse for you. And the portion we read, the Lord Jesus, when it was his time to go up to Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem, his being delivered up was talking about Calvary's cross, the crucifixion. But on his way to Jerusalem, he wanted to stop in a town in Samaria, and he sent messengers before his face. This afternoon, we are acting as messengers to present the Lord Jesus. We offer him to you today. He wants to stop and he wants to come into your life and into your heart and to be your Savior. And that's what he's offering. But these Samaritans, they didn't want him to come in. They rejected him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that you have a choice. I'm going to present the Lord Jesus to you right now, and you're going to hear all about him today. But you have the choice. You choose to accept him or you choose to reject him. The Lord Jesus does not force himself on anyone. He just makes the offer. And these Samaritans said, he's going to Jerusalem. We want him to be focused on our little town. We want to be focused on our circumstance. And there's many reasons that men and women might have to reject the Lord Jesus. Because we are so content to look at our present circumstance. I'm thinking about my job, and I'm thinking about my friends, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after the conference is over. And I'll be thinking about the troubles I have at work or at school. Really, I'm looking at myself. And I'm not concerned about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is talking about eternal things. I'm concerned about right now. But the Lord Jesus had his face set towards Jerusalem for a reason. Because he knows what we need better than we do. And we need a Savior. And his face was set to Jerusalem because that's how he was going to save them. When the Lord Jesus comes into our lives, he doesn't say, I'm going to make your life better. He doesn't say, I'm going to give you straight A's or I'm going to give you that promotion at work. He's not concerned with your present earthly circumstances. He's concerned with your eternal circumstances. And his face, when he is first presented to you, his face is set toward Jerusalem. Because at Jerusalem, he paid for your sins and he paid for mine. And he took the penalty, and he took the judgment, and he took them away. And now what he offers to us is eternal salvation, a place with him in glory. But we are so short-sighted. All I know is what I'm going through right now and the difficulties and the troubles that I'm facing right now. And the eternal things, the things that are really needful to me, I'm not going to think about them right now. But I'm going to tell you, young people, there's only one guarantee in this life, and that's that it will end. Might not be today, but it might be today. There's no guarantees. Just look at the world. Open up a newspaper. Your life could be over like that. Or the Lord Jesus could come right now and take us who know Him as Savior home to be with Him. There are no guarantees. Now is the time for you to decide. This isn't something to be put off for another day. Now He has sent His messenger before you. Now He is saying, can I come in? I want to come in. Now you have to make the choice. Receive Him or reject Him. You might not get another chance. Now is your chance. This is the only chance that you're guaranteed. Accept the Lord Jesus right now. Your present circumstances might be very difficult. Your present circumstances might be a challenge. They might be a hardship. And the Lord Jesus does not promise to change your present circumstances, but He promises to change you. And He'll make you fit to deal with your circumstances in a way that you can't right now. He'll give you the eternal perspective. He'll give you the godly perspective. And He'll come in and He'll help you. The answer for Philip and the answer for Andrew was Jesus. It was our Lord and our Savior. That's who they brought to Nathanael and to Peter and to the Greeks. They brought them to Jesus because He is the answer for our circumstances. So whatever difficulties, whatever trials, whatever thing you have in your life that seems too big to handle, He'll help you handle it. He may not change it. He may not take it away. But He'll help you to deal with it. When you get that eternal perspective, when you get the love of the Lord in your life, He'll help you with all things. But it starts with a choice. It starts with a choice to let Him in. To allow Him to come in and do the work He wants to do in your life. To accept that He died on the cross for your sins. To accept that you need His help, that you need a Savior. We can't do it for you. Now is the time. Now is the opportunity. He wants to come in. Please let Him in.